Some pretty impressive names on there. Bob Pulford, Fred Shiro, Don Cherry, Pat Burns, Bob Hartley. Not bad company there, Mr. Hartley.
No, and, you know, at the same time, you know, you're right. It's very impressive to see all those names because many of those coaches, I was a kid and I was watching, obviously, like, you know, I still remember as a kid watching like Billy Ray and those guys like wearing their hats on the bench. Like I sometimes tell Jacques Cloutier and Marty Gillen, I said, we should wear hats on for one game. I said, like, we'd go back like retro a little bit. But, you know, more importantly, you look at this trophy and now it's a few weeks, it's a few months. You just look back and, you know, like those plaques, unfortunately, are too small. No, like there shouldn't be just one name and the team engraved because, you know, like I didn't win this award. Like, you know, like I always tell people they needed someone to go and pick it up. And they asked me to go because, you know, I look at my players, I look at my partners, I look at management. We're doing things here in Calgary as an organization, as a group, as a family. And it's fun. And as being the head coach of this group, you know, like I got that award, but, you know, like I certainly owe it to all of them.
It's a big trophy. I was joking with you. Do you have to take it everywhere you go now? You go to get groceries, you got to haul that thing. You need two carts, got to put, you need a car seat for it in the back seat. I guess, is there one name on there? Because I'm sure you've spent some time, like you say, at the cottage, and you kind of look, it's like, oh, what are the names? There's Jacques Lemaire. Is there any one name that you look there and think, man, that is... It's a really nice accomplishment that you would be in that kind of company.
Yeah, well, it's definitely Scotty Bowman.
Yeah.
Like, I was a kid watching the Montreal Canadiens close to Hawkesbury, and, you know, like, they were so good, they were so dominant. And then I had a chance to compete against Scotty, the rivalry, Colorado-Detroit, like, who can forget this? And then after this, like, with the Coaches Association, Scotty is still around, and you go to Tampa Bay, you see Scotty. You go to Chicago, you see Scotty. So Scotty's still around the game. He's a legend. I think that he's done so much for the game, for coaching. But all those names, like they're all great coaches, and it's an honor for me to be on the same trophy.
So it's, what are we looking at? The 3rd of September? When you got to be just about done being able to enjoy that, right? Because you always ask your players, we got to turn the page sometime. It's the start of a new season. What are we, about a week? You got one more week of walking around with the Coach of the Year trophy?
Yeah, well, since the awards night, it's the first day that I see the trophy. So,
yeah.
You know, and I, no disrespect to the Jack Adams award or trophy, or more importantly, to what we did last year. But we need to turn the page, and obviously we need to keep a lot of positive from, you know, we have to remember not only what we did, is how we did it, how much we had to invest, how much we had to sacrifice. And that's my job.
Like, yeah.
we need to make a statement. We need to take this team to the next step, because it's not the Calgary Flames as much as we did lots of good things. Hey, we got beat out in the second round. It's not the purpose of any NHL coach, any NHL fan, player, sponsor. You want the ultimate goal. You want the Stanley Cup. Like, my plan is, you know, like, to help this organization to bring the best trophy, the shiniest trophy in the world.
Like, your name's
this,
on that
in
one
this
too.
City, and I promise that it would be sitting right here too.
You probably owe your GM a steak dinner. He got, over the course of the summer, he got one of the better two-way forwards in the league, brought your captain back, and got one of the finer young defensemen in all of the National Hockey League. I guess we'll start with Dougie Hamilton. What do you know about the type of player? I think we all know the type of person, quality guy, but what does this do for you? And what when you're sitting down and having a cocktail at the cottage, and you're writing down pairings, what do those pairings look like?
Well, first, like with Doug, like we got bigger, we got faster, we got better. Here's a 22-year-old defenseman that is already, you know, like an NHL defenseman, and he's gonna get better.
Yeah.
Like we're just scratching the surface, but he's been there. It's not like we acquired a young prospect that had spent a year or two in the minors, and we think that he's going to do well. We know he's going to do well. And for the pairings, gosh, like I can't tell you. I go to Dairy Queen. I go to restaurants. I go to movies, and fans are already asking me about pairings. That it seems to be, you know, the number one question in the city right now. But I don't think that even us, the coaching staff, we know the answer right now, because at training camp, it's going to be fun because we're going to experience many combinations. The acquisition of Doug Hamilton not only makes our team better, but it makes our defensive core better, because we will be able to distribute the ice time in a better way, not in a more even way, because we're not here. It's not minor hockey. Mm-hmm. It's about winning games. It's about performing. But at the same time, it's giving us some unbelievable options.
Some coaches love lefties on the left side, righties on the right side. Does it vary player to player with you, or would you prefer to have things that way in a perfect world?
Well, in a perfect world, left-right is a great combination. But let's remember that there's some defensemen that they prefer playing like they're offside. Like there's lots of lefties that love to play the right D, and some right Ds playing the left side. And, you know, like there's pros and cons. Like in your zone, lots of time you go and get the puck in the corner, you're going to be on your back end. But in the offensive zone, you're always on your one time. So like you get some defensemen that can shoot the puck, and we have quite a few. So, but at the same time, it's all about winning games. It's not about pairings or lines. It's a combination of five guys and how can we win games? And we want to win even more games than last year. We need to keep showing a progression, because, you know, it's about winning a Stanley Cup. It's about reaching the ultimate goal. So I, you know, like we already laugh every day in there, because when we look at our roster and we start looking at just making teams for the first 3 days of camp, well, obviously we're going to split the veterans in three different teams. So whoever's going to be Dougie Hamilton's partner for those 3 days, well, in fans' mind, in media's minds, well, here's what they decided. You're going to see tons of combinations like in preseason games, because not only we want to try, but also we want our D-man to get to know Dougie, because you never know. Like we're always, unfortunately, an injury away from, you know, like retooling our blue line or our lineup. So that's the way it is.
You saw it last year for sure. I wonder, you talk about it, you have to turn the page. It's a new season, new set of goals. How much more comfortable or how much more confident are you with the group you start with on, let's say, September 10th in Penticton, or right when camp starts, or the opening day of the regular season? I mean, there's been some significant upgrades in the roster.
Yeah, and, you know, like there's upgrades in the roster, but let's remember also that, you know, like Dougie Hamilton, Michael Frolik, they're unbelievable acquisition, but let's remember also the players who sacrifice and work so hard for us in the past 2 years. And, you know, like that makes me feel real good also, because we're growing. We're growing more than just as an organization. We're growing as a family. Like this is a fun team to coach. This is an easy team to coach. Like I pride myself saying this to people. Last year, in all the meetings and the plane rides and the bus ride and everything, we had like one time, like one player was late and it was because of a major accident. Like all the other times, you show up in our building, if there's a 9:30 scheduled video meeting, I can promise you at 9:27, the meeting's already on. And I'm not sure that's the story of every team. That's the commitment that we have of our players, because not only they're great hockey players, they're great individuals. And that's what is making the difference with us right now.
Bob Hartley is our guest here in studio. We talked to Frolik the day that he signed, and there was a few things that you know, kind of stood out to me. Number one, as a family man, he wanted to be here. Knows Jiří Hudler. And also wants to play in a hockey market and all of that. And then you dig a little bit deeper, and people in Winnipeg were quite upset to see him go, because he was that 200-foot player that would seemingly be, with what you've instilled here, would be a perfect fit, plus a penalty killer, and very much respected by his teammates. So what's not to love? What do you think you have, or what do you see as far as responsibility, or what Michael Frolik's role on this team will be?
Michael Frolik fits so well with us because he plays the game the right way. Oh, like I always tell our players, you can ask them, it's not about playing my way, it's not about playing your way, it's playing the game the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he brings. You know, like we need to improve our penalty killing. It was okay. It needs to get better. We understand that with the two-man referee system, there's more penalties being called. Like, special teams can make the difference. You know, power play can win you games. Penalty killings need to win you games too. And I think it's a major upgrade with Michael Frolik. Michael can play the left wing, can play the right wing, can even play center if we need to. So, like, he's, you know, like, and he can score goals. I think that when I met with Michael, even before we signed him, like, my message to him is that the way that we play with our D-man jumping into play, and we don't have defensive forwards on our team. We don't have defensive defensemen. Like, we all have to play the same way. We all have to be committed offensively. When we have the puck, we lose the puck, then it turns to defense, and nobody has a choice. If you don't do it, well, you don't play. It's as simple as this. Well, Michael Frolik plays that game, and I think he's going to do very well for us, and I think that we're going to see, you know, like, a great offensive production from Michael Frolik. And, you know, like, he's right at the peak of his career. He's in great shape. He's a great individual, so he's going to fit so well with us.
A lot of fans know that you're an immensely hardworking guy. You come with that reputation. Does Bob Hartley unwind? What are you doing in off season, or is it still drawing up drills on a whiteboard?
No, it's hockey 24 hours a day. Like, I just can't unplug. Like, I, you know, like, but I have fun because I don't work. I don't work. I don't think that I've worked one day since 1987, the day that I wanted to be a coach. And it's about passion. It's about, you know, like, going to the office, trying to build a family, build, you know, some solid short-term, long-term goals. And, you know, like, when you're surrounded with good people, like, we're fortunate here in Calgary. We have a great community. You look at the relationship that we have with you guys, the media. Like, you guys treat us more than fairly. Our fans, our sponsors, the Scotiabank Saddle Dome is a great place to be. And looking at the players, looking at my partners, looking at our management, at our ownership group, I can't ask for more. Like, it's a great 3 years that I've been here. And, you know, like, I sincerely hope that I'll finish my coaching career here.
Just back to, I guess, kind of the season upcoming. I think I know your philosophy in terms of goaltenders. Do you like having three of them?
No.
Right,
no,
that's no, that was kind no, of my impression.
I hate it.
I know.
Like, it's they're always in the way. You know, you try to run a good practice, and the extra goalie seems to always be in the way. It's like having a fridge in the middle of your kitchen. But at the same time, you know, right now there's going to be quite a battle.
Yeah.
There's going to be quite a battle. That's, you know, like, you guys will have your focus on who's paired with Dougie Hamilton, but at the same time, like, Yoni Ortio is on a mission. He, Kari Ramo, Jonas Seller have given us a great, great season last year. So again, you know, like, the battle will be on, and that's why we play exhibition games, and it's all about winning games. It's all about showing progress.
All three played well for you last year. Obviously, Ortio in a smaller sample size, but it seemed like, I don't know how you did it. I don't know if you had a philosophy, but the way you spun the wheel, now it's Ramo, now it's Hillert. They seem to find a way. Are you fine with that? I think every coach would love to have my guy's going to play 70 games and he's my horse and I'm going to ride that. But are you relatively comfortable if that's the way it's going to be again this season, that's how you're fine,
like,
with that?
Yes, Jordan Sigalet, our goaltending coach, has done an unbelievable job preparing those guys. And our message is very clear-cut with the three of them. Is, you're, like, Yoni is, you know, like, younger, But with Kari and Jonas, like, they're two great veterans. They're two great guys. And, you know, what makes our job as a coaching staff easier is that they get along great together. Like, they have a very friendly relationship. They both want to play. You know, like, they tell us they want to play, and they're showing us they want to play. But at the same time, you know, it's pretty rare. I've witnessed, like, a veteran and a rookie butting heads. You know, like, the sad part of hockey is that you have two goalies and we have one net. And so you can only put one at a time. But at the same time, like, those guys, they compete. They do it in a good way. They're two great team-oriented goalies. So, you know, like, their attitude is flawless. So that really helps us. But at the same time, you know, like, the way that, you know, like, we did it last year, it's based on their performance. Like, they know as soon as they dip a little bit, the other guy is going to be in. And we saw it during regular season. We saw it during the playoffs. Like, Hills gave us a great run against Vancouver. And then, whoops, it was Rams that, you know, like, took the lead against the Ducks. But, you know, like, it's not by choice. It's, yeah, you know, like, we evaluate their performances. We sit as a group and, you know, like, we make the best possible decisions, yeah, for the team.
Not many games you lost solely because of your goaltenders. They found a way, and you spun that well. Sam Bennett is going to Penticton. We don't expect he'll play a lot, but he's a rookie and he'll be a part of that. Stories came out, you were at a golf tournament. Hey, Sam Bennett's going to be a centerman. Sam Bennett at center. I guess, can you confirm that? Can you elaborate on that? And then what that means to your depth down the middle?
Well, that's our plan. Number one, Sam Bennett will be in Penticton because we think as an organization that he still needs to be there. Like, we raise our kids here the right way. Like, it's not, there's no pedestal for no one. You need to go through, you know, like, the ranks. You need to earn your stripes. Like our slogan, it's, you know, like, always earned, mm-hmm, never given, and that will never change. Because once you change, you know, like, this game is about commitment. The difference between winning and losing has never been so small, so slim, and every little details count. So, you know, like, Brad came down and he told us, like, what are you guys thinking about Sam and this, and we all agreed that he needed to be in Penticton. Like, yeah, he's going to attend, like, kind of that rookie camp or whatever you want to call it, and that's who he is. But at the same time, you know, like, he's a very talented young player, and usually when you bring a young center on the wing, it's a sign that defensively, you know, like, he can't do it. So, like, obviously in the playoffs, because of, he basically didn't play. He had maybe, what, 20-some games in Kingston in the OHL, and then came with us. And, you know, our playoffs were on the line every day. So we didn't know Sam Bennett. You know, like, we put him in, and he's not playing well. Well, we scratched someone that has been working hard for us all year. Well, it's not really fair. And so, like, we practiced him. We did lots of videos. Like, we taught him our system and everything. Then the best thing that happened to us and to Sam is we won that game against LA. So, like, the last game of the season against Winnipeg was, you know, mm-hmm, like, didn't mean anything. So, like, we were able to play him in, and he did great. And that's where, you know, like, the Sam Bennett story started. But the fact that, you know, like, he was still a kid, and we put him on the wing, and I don't really like this. Like, I liked his game, and he showed us that he could play at wing, but I think that we drafted him as a center, and at camp, we're going to work unbelievably hard with Sammy. We're going to see him in many games so that we can really test him, we can really teach him. You know, every training camp is a learning session for those kids. And that's who he is. Like, I have lots of trust. I have lots of high hopes on Sam Bennett, and I want him at center.
And not only did he play for you, he was one of your best forwards in the playoffs.
He was unbelievable.
It's really,
you know, like, what I like about him, it's his grit. It's his passion. Like, he's a pain. You know, like, he's a pain on the ice, and he's a pain to coach. He was coming to bug me like during his rehab once he came back from Kingston. Almost every day he was in my office. Can I do the warm-up? No, Sam, you're not on our roster. Well, put me on the roster. I said, it doesn't work like this. You know, like here's, he was almost like a kid in a candy store. He wanted to pick and choose everything. And you know what? We were laughing at this because, you know, I'm saying he's a pain. He's not a pain. He just wants to play. Like he's one of those thoroughbreds that wants to run and run and run. And gosh, I'm not going to stop him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to stop him. I'm going to push him. I'm going to support him. You know, like we love Sammy. He's going to do great with us. And, you know, like Sean Monahan, Sam Bennett, like, you know, like two first round picks, two centermen with different styles. I think it's great for this organization.
And then obviously you've got Michael Backlund, you've got Stajan still around, and you have some other guys that can move in and out. Much like the goalies, you found a way to kind of maximize in a way what you got out of Joe Colburn on the wing. What did you see out of him from either wing as opposed to what you saw at center, because he was kind of a natural center to that point?
Yeah, and again, like I remember like maybe 2 years ago when Joe came in, we put Joe on the wing in order to maybe maximize his progression, because, you know, like here comes a time where you say, okay, where, as much as you want to play guys in their regular position, I remember I sat with Joe and I said, okay, Joe, I said, right now I have fourth line center or second or third line left wing or right wing. And I think that, you know, it's an easy question to answer. Yeah. You know, like guys want ice time. At the NHL level, the only thing that a coach control, it's his ice time. It's players' ice time. You know, like that's the biggest reward in our game. Like when the puck drops, you want to reward a player, you give him ice time. You want to punish a player, you know, you sit him on the bench. Like that's basically our only way to work. And with Joe, the good thing is that he can give us some power play time, can give us some penalty killing, he's a big body, so on the wall, both sides, left wing, right wing.
And he's starting to use that body more.
Exactly.
Now.
And, you know, we've been challenging him from day one. You know, like, Joe, you need to be physical. You're a big body. And especially playing in the Western Conference where, you know, we saw the Ducks, you know, like beat us in the playoffs. They use their size and, you know, like that's who they are. Like the Kings, there's so many big hockey clubs in our conference that our big guys have to play big. And that's going to make Johnny Gaudreau grow a few inches, a few more pounds. And that's the way it is. So I think that, you know, like Joe has shown a great progression. We have, you know, like for our fans listening, you know, for the fans that will be coming to watch training camp, to watch exhibition game, there's going to be quite a fight up front. There's going to be the biggest question of, you know, who Dougie Hamilton will play on the blue line, who will be, you know, starting in net. But you look right now, we probably have like 14, 15 NHL forwards up front. You try to make the lines or you try to match the lines. It's an adventure right now. Like we're every morning, like with Marty and Jacques and Prings, we have our board in our office and we're trying to look at different combinations.
Yeah.
And the beauty of this is that we have options, but there's going to be some unbelievable battles. There's going to be some surprises and, you know, maybe some disappointments.
We do the same here. Every morning we sit
down. I know.
And we start looking at it.
We listen to you guys. We get some ideas sometimes.
Well, I'm sure you do, because it's very, very intelligent conversation. Mason Raymond is a guy who was in and out of the lineup down the stretch last year in the playoffs and that. And when you look at the depth, you'd love to have a real solid, no doubt, that's our second line or that's our third line left winger. What does Mason need? What does he need to do to become that guy that you can trust on a nightly basis? And is that no doubt? He's our second line left winger because he's doing this that he wasn't doing last season.
Well, first, like, Mason last year, if we remember, I think he got hurt
like
first or second day of camp. And for even though you're a veteran, he basically missed the entire camp. So maybe we work in a different way than than other teams, or maybe we work in a different way that teams that he used to be on. So, and then he had an okay start. He had that hat trick in Edmonton, I believe, on our second game. And after this, you know, like Johnny Gaudreau, you know, like progression, like took over. And obviously, you know, like there's competition. Like we, you know, like there's no given jobs with the Calgary Flames. You have to earn everything. And once you earn it, you need to keep even working harder, because you need to keep it, because we're telling the guys behind you, go after him, because that's how we're going to get better. How we're going to push people to overachieve and to meet expectations and get that famous Stanley Cup trophy in Calgary. And so I think that, you know, like Mason, like a, you know, like a decent start, and then like probably got surprised. He had a few injuries, and then like Johnny went on a tear and basically, you know, like stole his spot. And then it was tough for Mason to get going, but hey, it's water under the bridge.
Is he kind of one of those players that if he's not, say, in a top six, then you have different roles for a third-line winger and a fourth-line winger, so it's the room is small?
Yeah, but at the same time, I think that, you know, like throughout a player's career, you need to make adjustments in your style.
Yeah.
You have to say, okay, this team looks like to play this way, and you look at the Josh Juris, you look at the Paul Byron, you look at the Lance Boma, you know, like even Brendan Boley Ganang, like those guys, you know, like are forcing me in many games, you know, like to give them ice time because of their intensity, because of their grit, because of their passion, their commitment to make the Flames like a winning hockey club. So, you know, like you know, like it's for Mason, it's for everybody else. It's the same rules for everyone. For me, you know, like there's one of my players last year at the year-end meeting that told me, he said, like, you know, what I like about you, it's not about being like the most paid player on the team or a first-round pick. And for me, once you enter the Flames locker room, you're all the same. And we evaluate players day in, day out. We watch videos as a coaching staff. We watch the games. We're on the ice with practice. We watch who's on the gym, and we try to reward effort. Like that's the biggest thing, because I believe at the end, in a 2-2 game, talent might win you a few games, but the effort, the commitment of a group will make the difference in many more occasions than just pure talent. So I think that, you know, we're talking about Mason, but it goes to everybody else. Like, you know, like you need to commit, and you need to do what's expected out there.
We could do this all morning, but I got to let you go. It's almost 8:30. Appreciate your time. We're going to get a picture. People are like, could you put up a picture of the trophy? So we'll get a picture and we'll put it up on our Twitter, and look forward to many more conversations. We got the golf tournament coming up. We've got preseason, exhibition, and the regular season. But good to see you again. You're in good health. The hip surgery is behind you now.
I'm flying.
Yeah.
Flying low.
Enjoy the Okanagan.
I'm flying low, but I'm flying.
That's good. Attaboy. Hey, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
There you go. There's Bob Hartley, Coach of the Year and Flames head coach.